Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
All right, congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. I always love doing these kind of shows. This might be a bad analogy, but it's the analogy that like popped in my head. Have you ever been like watching a movie with your wife and you and your wife have the same amount of information and your wife will then ask you questions like you've already seen this movie before? Babe, what's about to happen? We started watching the movie at the exact same time. I have no clue. Why don't we just see what happens? I'm reading the text line. You guys are just asking questions that I just don't have the answer to and none of us have the answer to. I know about the 1% sales tax. Trust me, I live in Missouri. I pay it too. We're going to have the Jackson County Commissioner on. I'll ask him tomorrow. You are now losing an NFL team. That is money that was coming directly into your state that is now leaving. How do you make up for that money? Where does that money go? I don't have the answer to it. You don't know. Let's find out together. We're going to find out all at one time. There's a million questions right now. Hey, what's the tailgating going to be like? Man, I don't know. They just announced the stadium today. I don't know. We'll all find out at the same time. All right. This is what I would like to do. We're going to take some phone calls here. We finally have the interview with Clark Hunt and Bob Fesco. We'll play that. I'm going to call this segment Facts and Feelings. I'm going to tell you how I feel some. I'm also going to tell you the facts. Why don't we start with the facts? Because I see a lot of this sentiment on the text line. Man, Lamar's rolling over on his grave. How could Clark do this? This is very, very important, and I want every single person to listen to this. There is no offer in the state of Missouri. There is not an offer. There is a 50% offer that is suggested, but is contingent upon money being generated by the city or county. That money has not been figured out because the tax failed. So in all of this, that is a very important thing to note. So if we are now going to just lay out the most basic structure of all of this, Kansas has a concrete plan and way to help pay for the stadium. Missouri does not have a concrete plan to pay for the stadium. They failed a tax. They failed a vote. They have not been able to get another one on the ballot so the people of Jackson County could vote on whether or not to continue to help fund the stadiums. That is very, very important here. I want to preserve Arrowhead. I feel like a lot of people wanted to preserve Arrowhead. Some of this, I think, is the Chiefs' fault. And that's where we'll get to the feelings part of all of this. But the facts part of it is there is no offer in Missouri. There is an offer in Kansas. If you are a recruit and one school is telling you you can commit today and the other one is like, well, we got to see the scholarship offers and where we're at, most people would take the bird in the hand scholarship offer. That is what Kansas did today. This is partly because of the failed vote last April. I'm not blaming anybody for why it failed. I was a part of the people that voted yes on this thing. We covered this thing. You guys were here extensively. But we cannot deny, this is another fact, we all knew this was a possibility. A yes vote was preserving Arrowhead and keeping it. I didn't love the plan. I told you guys I didn't love the plan. But I knew that the only way to guarantee that they stayed in Missouri was to get up off my ass and go vote in this thing. So I did. I woke up and I voted in this thing. I can even tell you guys exactly where I voted at. I knew that was my responsibility as someone who lived in Jackson County and Missouri if that's where I wanted the stadium to be. A no or not voting or not participating in the vote was going to lead us here. It was going to lead us here. Now, this is the feelings part of it. I think the Chiefs always wanted this. You cannot go on Google right now and go back and look up the renovation idea from April of last year and then tell me that you think the Chiefs did everything in their power to stay. The proposal that they gave us to vote was unimaginative, not creative, uninspiring, and lazy. It was like ChatGPT just spit out something and they wanted us to vote and give them our money so they could put something together. I hated their renovation plans. I still don't know what the vision was for the space that is going to be left by Kauffman Stadium. I hated their plan. I think the Chiefs wanted to do this from the very, very beginning. I think the Chiefs wanted to get as far away from Jackson County and the government and people that run it. I think they wanted to get as far away from the state of Missouri as possible. I told you guys this when it happened. It was very symbolic to me how Clark Hunt could ask for our money and then not even show up at the event. Whether the vote had passed or lost, he wasn't there, and he met with Kansas that night. There were so many breadcrumbs that have been thrown over the last year and a half that should have told us we were going to be here. That was number one. He couldn't even show up. He couldn't even vote in the election for it. That was a sign. When they had a press conference and Mark Donovan said that we don't see the Truman Sports Complex as viable, where we think that we have made all the money that we can from this part of the city, that was another sign. They have been dropping these breadcrumbs and letting us know for 18 months they were moving. And the offer that they are taking is a really, really good offer. They just got $2 billion today. Like, can you just sit back? They got $2 billion. I gave this number earlier. Allegiant Stadium cost $1.9 billion. They just got up to $2 billion from the state of Kansas to build this stadium. The stadium is going to be amazing. So one side of me wants to be mad, and I am frustrated. And this is another part when it comes to the feelings. How you identify yourself as a Missourian is tied into you having the teams. I've been reading the text line over, and maybe you guys have never been in this situation. I've been in this situation dozens of times. When you go somewhere and they ask where you're from, and you say, oh, I'm from Kansas City. A lot of the times they'll say, are you from Kansas or Missouri? I get offended when this question is asked. I'm from Missouri. Nothing wrong with being from Kansas. A lot of you from Kansas. I'm sure Kansas is great, but that's not where I'm from. The point of pride that I have is being born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, and I've never lived anywhere else. I don't really have that much of a desire to live anywhere else. I'm happy being from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm proud to be from Kansas City, Missouri. So I think you also identify yourself. You walk around as a badge of honor of, man, we got the teams. I'm sure you guys got a lot of great stuff over there in Kansas, but you got to come over here to come to concerts. You got to come over here to come to Union Station. You got to come over here to go to the zoo and to go to a baseball game and go to a football game. It is a point of pride that Kansas people cannot understand. We were not born in the same place, even though we were. And yes, it's stupid. Yes, it's petty. Yes, these things are all of ours to use and enjoy and share. But there was a point of pride that you held as a Missourian because it's yours and it's on your side of state line. And Clark Hunt today took that from us. The text line is not filled right now with unity for the region. It is tribalism. It is our side won, your side lost. Our side did exactly what we were supposed to do and your side fumbled. And it's impossible to not feel that way today. So that's the facts and feelings part of this. I have no question that the new stadium is going to be amazing. I really think it's going to be amazing. I've been to Allegiant. I've been to Dallas Cowboys. I've been to some of these stadiums. The new stadium is going to be first class. It is going to be amazing. But there is a measure of sadness today because the Kansas City that we knew, the Kansas City that we grew up with, the memories, the times, that those are changing today. Our community is changing today. I want to give you guys a little bit of an update before we go back to the phone lines. Phil Lavoda is going to be on the show tomorrow. He's the Jackson County Commissioner. He took over for Frank White after Frank White got fired. Phil Lavoda, you might not know, who is that? Oh, he said this on Friday.
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday. We talked today. And he has told me there is no done deal.
That man was playing you. I'm here to tell you right now, that man Mark Donovan was on the phone telling you incredible lies is what he was telling you. That man was in your emails lying to you. This deal did not just pop up in the last 72 hours. You don't do $2 billion worth of commerce over a weekend. They've been hammering away at this thing for quite some time. I was told earlier today that a handshake agreement happened between Kansas and the Chiefs 12 days ago. So no, either you were lying or you just didn't know, which is very symbolic because you've been playing catch up with the state of Kansas now for 18 months. They've just been beating you. All the reports, all the rumors, all the smoke. You had no reason to believe that the Chiefs were about to renovate their stadium. None. Nothing happened in 2025 to make you think that the Chiefs were staying. Everything happened to let you know that they were leaving. Remember that story that just popped up about the shooting that happened and it just magically went away? We never heard anything about it. Then in the middle of negotiations, the story just popped up and then we never ever spoke about it again. They've been doing this stuff for a year. They've been telling you what's about to happen. All we had to do was pay attention. Let's take some phone calls here. Bob is in Independence. You called up. Bob, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, C-Dot?
Doing good, man.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm not doing that good.
I got you. I follow.
I'm over here in Independence. Stadium's 12 minutes away from my house, about to go to 45 minutes. And I'm sitting here listening to people from Tonganoxie talk about how they're going to raise their kids in this new stadium like they don't know how a new stadium works. You got rights to a seat, number one, that they're going to sell. That doesn't even guarantee your season tickets. They're going to sell it to you for the rights to your season tickets. Then they're going to sell you the season tickets. No average Joe is going to be able to afford this. We're not sitting over here like we're Chicago and big spenders. Our billfolds are fat and ready to go here. This is Kansas City, Missouri. We're affordable living, and everybody's ready for their ticket prices to quadruple five times that. I'm a season ticket holder for 50-plus years in the company. And people don't understand what these prices are about to go to. It's going to be absolutely ridiculous. The average Joe is not going to be able to afford it. And everybody thinks they're going to raise their kids from Western Kansas on this is crazy. Eastern Jackson County isn't traveling that far anymore. We're going to be done with it. And it's just, you know what? It's sad. It's sad what it's going to go to now, where they're moving in. It's all about owning the land. Like you said, they've been working on this for a long time. Clark Hunt wants to own the land. His dad was a pioneer, and he just wants to suck up as much money as he can. He's not a pioneer for doing this. Lamar was, but you know what? It's sad. People aren't going to be able to afford it like they think it is. You're not going to a $100 game anymore. It's going to be four times that price.
I'm with you, Bob. I appreciate the phone call. It is definitely going to be expensive. This is the I'm sorry. I got to keep it honest with you guys. Almost every single business owner would have taken the deal that Clark Hunt took today. They are giving you the land to build the stadium on, and they are giving you the opportunity to outright own the stadium? And they're giving you $2 billion? And the money that you don't have, the money that you're going to need to raise, I'm just going to charge the PSLs and the fans are going to help me pay for it? Every single team would have taken the deal that they got offered today. Again, I want you guys to say it with me. There is no offer in Missouri. The money that was put up by the state of Missouri that is good for 50%, it is only good if a tax passes in Kansas City and or Jackson County. There has not been a tax that is passed. Missouri does not have an offer solid for the Kansas City Chiefs. So they took the one offer that they do have that's worth $2 billion. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ronnie called into the show. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Long-time listener.
I appreciate
called
you,
a couple times in the past, man. Love the show. So originally I'm not from, like, Kansas City. I've been there about 11 years. But the whole debate, you know, I just want to kind of chime in on, you know, seeing both sides and how a lot of emotions are involved. And at the end of the day, man, I mean, I'd say just be grateful. You know, I mean, the Chiefs are still within the realm of, you know, of a 20, 30, depending on where you're at, of course, you know, of a drive, you know, from us. Not like they're moving a couple states away. It's not like we're losing to a whole nother state. You know, I mean, Missouri basically is losing to a whole nother state. But, I mean, everybody, like you said earlier, goes to Kansas for different reasons, and everybody goes to Missouri for different reasons. You know, we all drive back and forth between that imaginary line between us. It's at the end of the day, it should be about unity. We still have our team. I mean, should be, you know, it's just crazy to fathom about anybody contemplating burning, you know, Chiefs jersey and wanting to turn their back just because the team is trying to do best by providing something for all of us to enjoy. You know, there's going to be memories there. So I just wanted to chime in, you know, and just say it should be more about the unity aspect that we didn't lose our team to a whole nother state that's barely impossible to get to, you know, just to watch that team. So
I'm with you, Ronnie. I appreciate the phone call. I 100% agree with you, at least when it comes to that. They are not leaving the market, 100%. And ultimately, that's all that should matter. But we live here, and we also know that's not all that does matter. But I 100% agree with you. They're staying in the area. I do firmly believe this. I have no way of knowing. I do firmly believe this. I don't think the average fan cares about that. I think there is the hardcore sports fan that cares so much about the regionalism and the competition between Missouri and Kansas. I do not think the average person cares where the stadium is. You want to know how I know? Because there was a vote that if you felt this strongly about it not going to Kansas, and in the way that it was communicated and the marketing for this, they kept telling you that was a fear, and they played off the fear that Missouri people have about taking your business from the 816 side to the 913 side, more people would have went out there and voted. Less people voted yes on this thing than go to an actual Chiefs game. Less people for this. I guess 60,000 people voted for this thing. There's 700,000 people that live in the county. So I don't think the average person cares. I think the average person feels the way that Ronnie feels. Hey, this whole Missouri and Kansas thing is really stupid. We're all in the same area. I live here, but my family lives over here. I'm constantly going over there. A lot of people like me, you work on one state, you live on the other side of state line. I love this restaurant in Kansas, but I go over here to Missouri. As long as it stays in the region, I do not care. I think there is a lot of people that feel that way. I don't want you calling up the Sports Talk Radio. I want to hear more of the anger. The text line wants it too. But I really do believe the average Kansas City, and whether you're on the Missouri side or Kansas side, I don't think where the stadium is of high priority as long as it's here. And it's still relatively close. They did not move to Topeka. They did not move. They moved around in the market. They are in the same market, but they did not leave the area. And ultimately, I think that's what people care about, is keeping it here.
I'll also say we had a few callers back talk about the average fan in that they're going to be priced out of the new stadium. Now, I'm not denying prices are going to go up. These PSLs will be involved. I'm not here saying ticket prices won't change. Man, a lot of the average fans, a lot of the middle class, they were priced out when Patrick Mahomes got here. if you can afford Chiefs tickets currently, season tickets, you're doing better than so many people in this market.
That part to me is, I do think it's a little, I mean, it's going to be more expensive, right? I think we all do know that. But you are right. I do think now we are painting it like Chiefs games right now are so cheap and affordable, and they're for the everyman, common man, and now you're going to be priced out of it. No, going to Chiefs games are really expensive now. It is certainly going to get a little bit more expensive in the new stadium. No question about that.
Yeah, I'm with you. It'd be $10 to get in this Thursday. But in general, the Lions game earlier this year on Sunday night, or another primetime game, man, it's $300 on the secondary market plus fees, man. If a couple of two wants to go to the game, buy parking, spend, eat, tailgate, you got to be ready to spend $1,000 as it is already. So this whole, the average fan is going to lose in this, I don't see that as the case at all. I think tailgating is going to stay the same, and it's the same as it is now. If you can afford season tickets, you're doing all right.
Someone on the text line said, let me find this real quick. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, do you think that the failing owner grades for facility played any part in Clark's mind of getting a brand new facility? No, I think you paying for it played a big part in him getting a new facility. He didn't want to do a new facility when he had to pay for it. Now somebody else going to pay for it? Oh, absolutely. This is like right now. This is when you just start ordering stuff if somebody gives you a gift card or tells you your meal's comped. Like right now, if I told you tonight, hey, you know what, Nate? You did a great job, man. Why don't you take your lady? You guys go down to Golden Ox. You're going to start ordering stuff you didn't even think about before. What's the matter? Somebody else is paying for it. So, yeah, of course, I definitely want the Wagyu meatballs. You don't never get dessert if you paying for it. If somebody else is paying for dessert, oh, give me a cheesecake. So, yeah, I think that think about it. They're getting new facility. They're getting a new practice. Yeah, they weren't doing these things when they had to pay for it. Now somebody else about to pay for it. Oh, absolutely. They're about to go crazy with your money. They're about to go insane. This is going to be like a Christmas time when they let kids run around Toys R Us for 8 minutes. Oh, they're about to go crazy. It's about to be like supermarket sweep. Start throwing random stuff into the cart. Oh, they're about to build a football palooza on Kansas's dime. We got two more phone calls here. We will play the Clark Hunt and Bob Fesco. We'll do that coming up in 10 minutes. And Bob Fesco... that, and then we'll play Mitch Holtis. He also talked to Clark Hunt as well. All right, let's take this call. Josh called into the show. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Appreciate you taking my phone call. I'm with, was it Bob a couple phone calls ago talking about how all these Kansas residents from, you know, cities I can't even pronounce, from western Kansas, middle of Kansas, trying to make new memories at the new stadium and all that type of stuff, and how people in like Eastern and like Southern Jackson County are going to want to make the drive. I mean, I know it's only an hour, but I mean, no one's going to really want to make the drive up to the Legends every other weekend to go to a Chiefs game and make the drive all the way back. And just like, yeah, I think it's just absolutely ridiculous how, you know, not like the average fan, like, I don't know who is producing the show with you. I know it's not Drew or not Drew. Rob, he's not producing the show. How he was saying that, like, the average people or person is able to go to the game now, they'll be all right to go to the new stadium. And I think that that's completely false, because I feel like most of the seats there are, I mean, I feel like the cheapest ticket that you'll be able to find might be around $300 to $400 without fees or parking or anything like that. And then just a couple other things on Mayor Quentin Lucas. He was on your show on Friday, and I just think it's absolutely ridiculous, and I don't know why it's not being talked about more about. And like, I know how you had the Jackson County representative, I forget his name, how he was saying how all this Kansas talk is all smoke and, you know, it's not going to happen. Like, why are we not, like, you know, talking about this more, and how Quentin Lucas pretty much like lied to the people of Kansas City and Jackson County and, you know, told us not to worry about anything and told us all this, how it was all just talk and how they had an offer on the table when clearly they didn't. And now, since the stadium was obviously passed today, and now they're just like scrambling and they're just like thinking to themselves like, oh, now it's too late. Like, what do we do? And I mean, they can't do anything now because it's already passed. But I mean, I don't know. I'm so fed up with all this. And, you know, Quentin Lucas, I know he doesn't really play a huge part, but I mean, he is the mayor of Kansas City and he had a pretty big voice in all this. And he was, you know, really making it sound like for the last week or so or a couple weeks that it was not going to pass in Kansas. And now here we are, and now it's already gone. So I'll listen off air. Appreciate you taking my phone call.
Absolutely, Josh. I want to be clear about what Nathan said. Nathan said it's already expensive to go. And one thing, and I hope you guys know that I'm on your side. I do think we're already complaining about the prices at the new stadium without any clue of what the prices are going to be. It's like preemptively complaining. I'm all for complaining once we see what the prices. Like, I'm seeing this guy on the text, I'm like, CDOT, you're wrong. It's going to be $10,000 for a PSL. I don't know how much it's going to cost. Like, we're just now making up numbers of how expensive it's going to be. I'm not saying it's going to be cheap. Something usually brand new and nice is normally not cheap. But to your point, and I do agree with this, it's already not cheap to go to a Chiefs game. It's already expensive to go to a Chiefs game. That stopped being an event for the common man a long time ago. Once they started winning championships, that is not the, hey, I can take my family of four to the event. So that's all I'm saying. They are going to price people out. They've already been pricing people out of the experience of going to Chiefs games. Certainly the good ones. I mean, hey, if you want a cheap experience for everybody, go on Thursday. They've given tickets away on Thursday. So, yeah, I will defend you a little bit there, Nathan.
See,
I
do just real quick, when parking went from $40 to $60, we almost burned down the stadium.
They've been taxing you out there. Let's take one more phone call here, Mario. Mario, how you doing, man? I appreciate you holding.
Carrington, I'm pissed, okay?
No, here we go.
I'm going to tell you something, Carrington. I'm not giving no discounts, and I ain't taking no coupons. Lucas, you are no longer mayor of nothing. You are just Lucas. And as far as I'm concerned, Lucas and White, you on the list. It's the Lucas and White list. Two losers is what you are, okay? You let Missouri down today. You turned Kansas City into a Poduck cow town, a.k.a. Omaha Junior is what Kansas City is now. Now, you put that in your pipe and smoke it. And I got another thing I got to get off my chest, Carrington.
Go ahead, you got
Fesco
it.
Fesco is on here. Fesco is on here. He's so elated. Ain't you from the Lou? Ain't you from Missouri? But I guess this puts a little bit more shine on your side of the state that now Missouri is officially, Kansas City, Missouri is a cow town. Because you on here talking, Fesco, like you getting your gun off. What are you, a sellout or what? I got a problem with that. And all you people, now what happens in Kansas City, Missouri? You guys, all of you people in the politics, should turn in your resignation effective immediately. Lucas White, don't let me catch you outside after dark, because we will not be held responsible for what will be done to y'all. And the rest of you cronies who were sitting back there and waved goodbye, you probably got a kickback. You probably already got season tickets in the new facility. But let me tell you something. All of y'all should turn in your resignations effective immediately. You shouldn't be allowed to run for dog catcher or any office in this state or any other state for that matter. And Lucas, I'll vote for anybody that ever runs against you because you are a liar. You don't have integrity. And that other guy that you ran that clip on, he's a liar too. They took Frank White. You knew that the game was over. The jig was up. But you come on national TV and television or radio insulting everybody's intelligence. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's why I don't like politicians, because you're a bunch of liars. And when your lips is moving, it's a high probability that you and I both know that you're lying.
Mario, I appreciate the phone call, man. I just want to go ahead and say that the opinions communicated in that call do not reflect the feelings of the drive. We are not threatening anybody. I want people to be able to walk around the town freely. That's it. I just want to let people know that that's the case. I do want to give you an update. I want to give you an update. Phil Lavoda, he's going to be in studio tomorrow. I'm going to see if he's willing to take phone calls, if I'm being completely honest with you. At this point, I don't care. I'm willing to see if you're willing to take calls from the people tomorrow when he's in studio. The mayor is going to be on the show tomorrow. Ty Masterson is going to be on the show tomorrow. So we got you covered. All right? We're going to sit back. We all need to, I think, come down after Mario's phone call. Mario said, don't let me catch you outside. I was like, wait, hold on. I can't support this. I can't support. Please don't put that on me. You should have saw Nathan's eyes. He started looking like, hold on, I didn't do that. I didn't threaten nobody.
Hopefully you're telling our listeners new information. I tried to keep that little piece off the air.
I shouldn't even be here today. I came here out of the kindness of my own heart today. I came here for the love of the game. I came here for the love.
I mean, that call was for the love of the game, C-Dot.
Yeah, if I get fired because of that call, I'm going to find Mario after dark, is what I know. We got Bob Fesco's interview with Clark Hunt. We're going to play it for you next. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
Welcome back to The Drive with C-Dot on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Our clock is just all messed up today. It really is. It was worth it, though, for Mario's call. I don't know where this thing is that you want me to play, Nathan.
I got it. It's ready
okay.
to go.
All right. Well, this is what I would like to do. I would like to update you. This is all tentatively scheduled for tomorrow. Phil Lavoda, who is the Jackson County Commissioner, he will be in studio tomorrow. I'm going to ask him, is he willing to take calls? I think it is important that you guys get a chance to talk to him. He's going to be in studio tomorrow. Ty Masterson, he is the president of the Kansas Senate. He is going to be on the show tomorrow. And the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas, is going to be on the show tomorrow. That is my last show for the week. I'm done for the week. I will then be back on Monday to talk about what I expect beatdown they are about to be handed by the Denver Broncos. But I couldn't leave y'all here this week. Not with all this stuff going on. I'm here. I'm locked in. So I'm here tomorrow, and we got a very busy show tomorrow. All right, Nathan. This audio I'm going to play for you guys. This is Bob Fesco. He sat down with Clark Hunt earlier today to talk about the Chiefs moving to Kansas. Hit it, Nathan.
Well, we're here with Clark Hunt, who made a major announcement today. The Chiefs are officially moving to the great state of Kansas. How would your dad feel about all this today?
Well, I've actually thought a lot about my dad over the last several weeks and the last several months as we worked through this decision. He certainly loved Arrowhead. In fact, he said it was his favorite place on earth. But he was always about the fans and what was best for them. And he was also very forward-thinking, thinking about the future. And I think he would be absolutely thrilled that we're going to build a state-of-the-art stadium that our kids, our grandkids, our grandchildren will be able to enjoy for generations.
You know, through this whole process, I thought a lot about your dad. You know, I'm one of the few left that knew him in the media now, right? And so I was thinking a lot about how would Lamar think about this? Then I thought about you. You're leaving your childhood home. How difficult was it for you to say goodbye to Arrowhead and build new?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Arrowhead's a special place for many Chiefs fans, including our family. Mm-hmm. And we all have special memories there. But this decision was really about building a place where our kids and future generations of Chiefs fans can have their own memories.
Yeah, it's awesome as we talk with Clark Hunt. So let's talk about this whole thing. How did we get here today in the state of Kansas where you're announcing the new stadium and the new facility in Olathe too?
Yeah, well, it started last year with the state of Kansas reaching out to us and saying, hey, we may have a way to finance a new facility for you. And those conversations just accelerated over the last 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. And they've been very intense, as you can imagine, for the last couple of months, sometimes one step forward, two steps back. But we were able to reach an agreement that works for the state of Kansas, works for the Chiefs organization, and I think will be an absolute huge win for our fans and also our employees. We just had a team meeting with our employees to tell them about the announcement.
Right.
And I think I could see the excitement on their faces about having a brand new practice facility and team headquarters.
So you guys are going to be able to do all of that. What is the structure of all of this? Who pays for what? How does this all work out? Everybody wants to know the numbers and all that.
Yeah, sure. So it's a public-private partnership, like most stadium deals are. And the state of Kansas will be paying for 60%, and our family will be paying for 40%, both of the stadium as well as the practice facility. There's also an opportunity and an obligation for some development around both facilities. That's something that was very important to Kansas. They wanted the development of mixed-use districts around both, and that's something that we're excited about being part of.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because for a couple of years now, even longer, we've been talking about where stadiums are and what is required to support a team anymore, you know, in the NFL or even in Major League Baseball for that matter. And that development around the stadium, the practice facility, how much does that help keep you competitive with everybody else in the NFL. People hear salary cap, but there's much more to it than that.
Yeah, that's really been a trend across all professional sports, that most facilities, arenas, stadiums have mixed-use developments around them. And it's certainly an important part of the financial equation. I also think it'll help make the game day experience better for our fans to be able to go somewhere where they're are hotels and where there are bars and restaurants that are close to the stadium.
Yeah, what about dome, retractable? What are you thinking for that?
Well, our plan is for a dome. We've not made a decision on whether it'll be retractable or not. We'll get into the design work pretty quickly. The first order of business will be to select an architect. And once we've done that, we'll get to work on that design and figuring out what will be best for the community.
And it's cool to have how many great architects here in Kansas City that can do all this. I mean, look what they did the first time around, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, Kansas City for a long time has been really the birthplace of stadium architects. And that really goes all the way back to the development of the Truman Sports Complex back in the late 60s and 1970s. The people who worked on that helped found many of the firms that are here in Kansas City now.
When you've been traveling around, you've got what's going on just in your division alone with LA and with Las Vegas, and now Denver's coming on with new. When did you say, yeah, we do have to do this, or we're not going to be able to stay competitive?
Well, we knew that we had to do something in terms of either renovating Arrowhead or building a new stadium, because our lease is up in 5 years. So we just had hit that sort of natural timeline. And really, the lead time you need to design and build a stadium is 5 years. So we were really up against the wall in terms of needing to make a decision. Certainly, we're aware of what's going on around the National Football League.
Yeah.
The last several weeks, I had a chance to tour Buffalo's new stadium. This past Sunday, I toured the Titans' new stadium, which is going to be a dome. And as you alluded to, there are plans in Denver and in Chicago and in Washington to build new stadiums. And I think all those are going to be domes as well.
All right, what's the one like cool thing Clark Hunt wants in this stadium? All right, I get to design my own. We're putting this in. What are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you the one thing that we're going to make sure is even better than it is today, and that's the tailgating.
Yeah.
So that's not the stadium specifically, but we did a survey with our fans, and they came back and said there are two things that are really important. One is we want a new stadium to be loud. And secondly, we want the tailgating experience to be what it is today. So we're going to work hard to even do better than we have today.
How do we do better at tailgating?
We're going to take it to another level.
So now that this has been announced, what's next? Like, how is this process going to work forward? Because I think this is going to be for the next 5 years. Everybody wanting information every day on what's going on.
Yeah, and you know, initially I think the information is going to come a little bit slowly because we do have to select an architect. We don't even have renderings of the stadium because this agreement with Kansas is so new. So that'll be the first order of business, is to get an architect on board. Soon after that, a contractor, and then get to work on the design work and then the construction cycle, which really needs to start in about 2 years.
What about the practice facility? What are the plans for that involving Olathe School District and the city of Olathe? What's all going to happen down there?
Yeah. So we've already had conversations with the school district about potentially having a football stadium on the development, and also a youth recreation center. So those will be, you know, key parts of the development. I'm really excited about that, you know, just that overall mixed-use development. I think it's going to be a great place for our players, coaches, and employees to go to work, and I think it's going to be a great place for the citizens of Johnson County to go and enjoy a day.
So we're talking basically the Star that's down in Dallas being up here in Kansas, essentially.
Yes, I think there are two really good models in the NFL in terms of mixed-use developments. One is the Star, where the Cowboys practice, and the other one would be the Vikings
is awesome
facility.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty cool spot up there. Yeah. Well, congratulations. We've reached the beginning or the end. I don't know. You want to phrase that,
we're,
right?
We're going to say the beginning.
The beginning, yes. Right. Clark Hunt, the Chiefs are officially moving to the state of Kansas.
That was Bob Fesco earlier today talking with the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Certainly a lot to react to. We got one more segment left in the show. We can take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. We also have a pretty fun Monday night game coming up later today as well between San Francisco and Indianapolis. It is Philip Rivers Day. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Trent McDuffie from the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome back to The Drive with C-Dot on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, do you ever listen back and laugh at your voice when you read the FanDuel ad? I hate reading the disclaimer. I really do. It's one of the least favorite parts of the job. I hate it. I really do. I don't like it. I can't express enough how much I dislike it. I understand that today was really important and we didn't have time. I really wanted us to have time to talk about DK Metcalf just going up to a fan and just punching him. Just, I mean, my brother, like, you know you can't do that. Like, I was just, I'm sitting there watching the game and just DK Metcalf just, he leaves the sideline area. He goes up to this Lions fan in a blue wig and just, he punches him two times. Like, What did you think the outcome was going to be? It's 2025. You didn't think we were going to see you? Brother, it's cameras all around. It's everybody has a camera in their pocket. You thought you were going to punch this guy and we weren't going to see it? It's just confusing, man. Everything about it is confusing. Someone texted in, C-Dot, you guys didn't talk a lot about the Chiefs today. You mean like the game?
What game?
If we had to talk about that game today, I wouldn't be here. I'm 100% serious. I wouldn't be here today. If that was the plan for me to talk about that football game yesterday, I would have just taken off. I would have just taken off. I'd have let Nathan have it, man. Get those reps. Those reps are important.
Get the Chris Oladokun takes. Fire
yeah,
him
for
off.
Sure. I can't imagine. Some of you watched like that whole game. You got a level of loyalty to the Chiefs that I can't explain. I'll never watch that Chris. What's the guy's name? Pronounce his name?
They said it four different ways in the broadcast yesterday. Oladokun is what I thought it was.
I've never seen that man throw a pass in my entire life. Not one time. Oh, what about preseason? Are you not hearing me? I've never seen that man throw a pass in my entire life. Well, I wasn't going to plan on doing it. It was Sunday and it was 50 degrees outside in December. You think I was inside watching Chris Oladokun?
He's now going to be backed up by Shane Buechel. He was Chris Oladokun before Chris Oladokun. Thursday would be fun.
How do you pronounce his name?
Buechel or Oladokun?
I know how to pronounce Shane Buechel.
Chris Oladokun.
Oh, okay. Y'all got it. See that? You sound down bad right now. No. The last segment's just like, oh, I'm done. I got to have energy. If it was 2:30, I have a different level of energy. 5:52, this is what you get. That's all I got right now. Tomorrow is, somebody said, C-Dot, I lost money on that game. I'm here telling you right now, if you bet on Chiefs and Titans, you got to call that phone number. 1-800-BETS-OFF. You have a problem, brother. A problem. You're sick if you put real American currency on that game yesterday. Clark Hunt, Mitch Holtz is coming up next. We got a busy show tomorrow. Keep it locked in. 96.5 The Fan. Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.